You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, and hello, America. How are you, my friends? We kick things off in the evening on the West Coast, the morning on the East Coast with Sports Overnight America. I'm Nick Bonsetto. Happy to be on board here at Sports Byline USA tonight. Also being heard on Sirius XM, channels 93. Also online, sportsbyline.com. We're everywhere, my friends. And we've got a lot. It's the first full Sunday we just had in the NFL. We will chat about a lot of the football games today. I don't know, are you crying in your beer, your team win or lose? We'll talk about that. Got some college football talk coming up in the program. We will talk with Russ Mitchell, lead SEC columnist from the College Football News and a Heisman voter. We'll talk with him. Later in the show, we will also head to my friend out in Detroit, Mark Wilson, longtime sports anchor there. Talk a little bit of Lions and some more NFL with him. Take your tweets throughout the show if you would like as well. Always tweet me at Nick Bonsanto Show. Bonsanto. Love to hear from you. But we've got a lot to get into in Sports Overnight America. And it's also a day I'm sure we'll reflect a little bit with some of our comments on Hurricane Irma. It wreaked havoc on Florida, has changed some schedules around. We'll get into that. And it's also 9/11, my friends, and we can't forget. Sports Overnight America, rolling on Sports Byline USA.
Radio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Pizza Hut knows what every man, woman, and child wants. The best deal in delivery. And Pizza Hut has a large two-topping oven-hot pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. It's the best pizza delivery deal. That's a large two-topping pizza for $7.99 from PizzaHut.com right to your door. Order online today. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Click for this offer. Delivery minimums and fees may apply. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas may vary. The delivery charge is not a driver tip.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Carr gonna throw for the end zone. Touchdown! Raiders! Seth Roberts popped it right away as they quick snapped him.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I wanted to do the right thing. Oh, welcome! And the Raiders! With a 26-16 win today. That touchdown thrown by Derek Carr was the, if you will, the nail in the proverbial Titan coffin in the fourth quarter to give him that 26-16 win. Nick Bonsanto here with you on Sports Overnight America along the many affiliates along the Sports Byline USA Network. Happy to have you on board. Also, if you're listening to SiriusXM, we welcome you to the program as well, and it's NFL time. And boy, when we get NFL time, though, everything changes, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you just listened to that Raiders clip in the autumn wind blows. I mean, you just listen to that, and all of a sudden your attitude changes. Everything about your life just changes when you hit the NFL season in college football. There's just, it's like a switch that goes off, right? And your whole day, Are you like your entire day, your whole week is planned around Sunday or Monday night, isn't it? Come on, tell the truth. You know it. That honey-do list you have, hey, that better get out of the way by Friday or Saturday, because I'll be darned if I'm touching that stinking thing on Sunday. And if you're on the West Coast like myself, if you're on the West Coast, football starts, it's 10 a.m., you're watching football. Heck, I stink all day on Sunday because I don't even shower. I don't even shower. But the Raiders had a big win today. I think some of those guys showered, maybe at least after the game. But it's a lot of fun when you get the opportunity to sit and spend an entire Sunday watching football. It's like, I don't know. The first NFL weekend is just great stuff. It's just great stuff. Every NFL weekend is great stuff. You know, when I look around, we talked about the Raiders come out with a win. And, you know, I was kind of surprised with that Raider victory that they only gave up 16 points because the big knock on them has been, they may score, but they're going to give up. They're going to give up a lot, okay? They're going to give up a lot on D. And 26-16 to Marcus Mariota and the Titans, who I think are a team many feel are on the come, if you will. They're on the rise that's a big win. That's a big road win for them. They'll get the Jets next week. I look elsewhere around another team. And for those of you that don't know, I'm on the West Coast, but I'll fess up. For those of you that don't remember or aren't sure, haven't listened to me before, you know, hey, I'm a Jersey Philly guy, all right? I'm a Philadelphia fan. I watch the Eagles today. You know, I won't lie. I play fanboy when I watch my Eagles. I do, all right? I'm just like you. I don't care if you're a Bengals fan, a Browns fan, although that's hard to be. I mean, or a Jaguar fan or a Steelers fan. We're fans. You have your team you like, and I'm an Eagles fan. You know, and I was a little worried there for a while, but the Eagles with a big win. Their first win against the Redskins in their last, they had lost five in a row to the division foes. The Redskins had a 30-17 win there. Carson Wentz, nice day, 307 yards, couple of touchdowns. So the Eagles get out of the gate quick. Now I look at other teams around the NFL, and, you know, week one is always difficult. It's a difficult week to figure out. But it's not too difficult to figure this one out. The Colts, without Andrew Luck, they suck. Okay? Suck without Luck. You remember they had the slogan, suck for Luck? You remember when they had that, when Peyton was out and hurt, and they were sucking for Luck? Do you remember that? No. Well, let me just say this. Without Luck, they do suck. Okay? Because the Rams plastered the Colts 46-9. Did I say that right? 46-9. Jared Goff had 306 yards. Okay? My word. Who made the Rams look that good? Colts have problems. If Luck is not playing, they've got problems. They really do. They've got a lot of problems. All right, and then I look around. You know, when I think about that, though, I wonder. You know, I don't know what's going on in Indy. Indy is starting to, if I'm an Indianapolis fan, I'm concerned. I'm concerned. Because even without your quarterback, you can't lose to the Rams 46-9. Can't be done. Just can't be done. You know, 300 yards passing seems to be something that's becoming easier, though. Jared Goff had 300. I just told you Carson Wentz was over 300. Right? Also, the guy that you would expect, Aaron Rodgers, the Packers-Seahawks, which many believe, was going to be a potential preview of the NFC Championship game this year. And boy, 17-9, the Packers win that one. With 14 in the third quarter for the Packers, Aaron Rodgers goes over 300 with one touchdown pass. Seahawks, you know, they're not the same team when they play on the road as when they play at home with the 12th man. Not the same team. And I, for one, while everyone is high on the Seahawks, not me. Nick Bonsetto's not high on the Seahawks. Heck no. I'm not buying in. Elsewhere, Panthers plaster the 49ers 23-3. Cowboys 19-3 over the Giants. The Giants only muster 3 points. That's pathetic. Ezekiel Elliott does play, rushes for 104, and that's something we can get into after, because Ezekiel Elliott, of course, was to be suspended for the domestic violence issues that the NFL deemed worthy of suspension. However, the courts give him a stay of execution, if you will. And this thing will go all year. He'll play all year. It'll be another Deflategate situation, but this one much more serious than a Deflategate. Many people give Goodell a hard time for instilling these hard punishments. I say go for it, Roger. Good job. It's a damn shame nobody else listens to you. All right. Maybe he's innocent. But you know what? You got to take this stuff serious. You just do. But anyway, the Cowboys win. Ezekiel Elliott is playing. And he goes for 104 in the victory. Now, of course, Irma postponed the Bucs and Dolphins. So they'll get going next week. Other games, the Steelers had a tough one against the Browns. Steelers come up with a 21-18 win over the Browns. How about them Brownies? How about those Browns? And then the Lions were kind of left for dead early, and then they come back and put 20 up in the fourth quarter, 35-23 winners over the Cardinals. Matthew Stafford with a big game. We'll talk about that later in the program with our guest next hour in the program. Mark Wilson, we'll talk with him. Ravens with a 20-0 win. Falcons with a 23-17 win. The Bills over the Jets 21-12. And it's NFL time, my friends. You gotta feel good. You're listening to Sports Overnight America. I'm Nick Bonsetto. Here on Sports Byline USA.
Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, scrambles right. Now, winds up, rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught. Yes. Fly to the end zone. Yes. Randall Cobb. Touchdown, Green Bay. Hail Mary answered again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You want to take a chance on that?
Yeah.
Welcome to Sports Overnight America. Nick Bonsanto here with you. Happy to have you on board. You can always chime in with us in the course of the program. You can tweet with me. Follow me on Twitter at Nick Bonsanto Show, B-O-N-S-A-N-T-O, at Nick Bonsanto Show. Also the same spot on Facebook if you would like. You can chime in on the phones, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-PLAY. We appreciate you being on board, whether you're listening on one of our many affiliates across America, American Forces Network, Sirius XM 93 tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us. I really appreciate it, and look forward to, you know, chatting with you. We'll be here for sure all week, and try to have a little bit of fun along the way. That's what we want to do. Now, I have to tell you that in life, I'm a firm believer that we all do have the right to make our choices in life. We do. We have the right. We get that right. We're Americans. Yeah, we get the right to make choices, even some that aggravate us. But I'm still a little taken back, personally, by the continued anthem protests that we're seeing in the NFL. Now, I know, Nick, you're not supposed to be bothered by this stuff. Leave it alone, Nick. All right? They can do what they want. All right? I get it. I understand it. And I'm probably speaking out of both sides of my mouth, but when I'm watching football, I'm tired of the anthem protests. I just am. I'm tired of the Colin Kaepernick talk. I'm just tired of it. T-I-R-E-D, tired. I don't know. That's what I needed on my car the other day. I needed it to get tired. Anyway, ba-dum-bump. Today, if you were watching the Browns game, the players came out with police officers, firefighters, EMT, military. They all came onto the field together against the Steelers. It was a nice thing to see. No one there knelt during the anthem. But yet, of course, in the Raiders game, Marshawn Lynch, he sat. He sat again on Sunday. You had Robert Quinn of the Rams raising his right fist again. Niners safety Eric Reed knelt. Colin Kaepernick's fraternity brothers gathered at the Lions game as they hosted the Cardinals to support the quarterback or unsigned or not quite good enough to play quarterback. Okay? Because I am all about we should not in America, we should not hold one's personal beliefs against them in a way that they can't work and earn a living. I'm not about that. But Colin Kaepernick's deal is nothing about that. It's about him, the quarterback. I shouldn't even talk about it. But you know why I'm talking about it? I'll tell you why. One, I've had enough. And two, my friends, have you looked at the calendar? Have you? Do me a favor. Look at the calendar. Go to your phone if you haven't looked. All right? Take a look at the calendar. And you know what the calendar says? September 11th. 9/11. 9/11. A day I'll never forget. A day most of America will never forget. And I think about these guys sitting for the anthem and doing it on, you know, okay, it happened on the 10th, but with 9/11 here and our country, Houston, still trying to get out from under Harvey and Irma smacking Florida with vengeance. And we still don't know what's going to really happen in Florida yet as we await the damage estimates from Irma and the water that will rise after this show ends. And the way that America united after 9/11, and the way America has united around the people of Houston after Harvey, and the way America will rally around the people in Florida after Irma. And I've got to look at a half a dozen or so NFL players that just don't want to stand for the anthem. Can you please give me a break? Please? Enough is enough already. I've just had enough. And I'm okay. Like I said, the thing is I do believe we all have a right to speak. Hey, I'm speaking on this radio program. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Nick Bonsetto, and I'm telling you what I think. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean you guys sitting for the anthem are right. And I guess we both have the right to talk about it. But I'm just tired of this rearing its head in and at sporting events. Because I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I just feel like our activism sometimes is taken to a level or a place it's really never intended to be. Just my opinion. And I'm tired of it in NFL games. And all of the people that are supporting Colin Kaepernick, God bless you. But if you were honest, you know he's not an NFL starting quarterback, and that's what he wants to be, and that's why he's not signed. He's had offers. He's turned them down because he wants to be a starter. So stop protesting someone who just wants more than he deserves as a player. Stop protesting to support a guy that's good. Hey, how about if you support the people at McDonald's that want $15 an hour, but they at least get you your quarter pounder with cheese, okay? You don't support them. All right, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on this. Tweet them to me. At Nick Bonsanto Show. It's Bonsanto. Nick Bonsanto Show. Tweet them to me. Love to hear your thoughts in regard to that. But I'm just tired of it. I guess if I'm so tired of it, I should just not even talk about it on the program. I should leave it alone. The fact that I'm talking about it probably means that they win. And as I say, I am far from Joe conservative. All right? I'm not sitting here, you know, with my red Make America Great hat on, my NRA card. I'm not doing that and saying not standing for the anthem is awful. That's not me. But I'm tired of it in sports. Just tired of it. And I guess I should just shut up talking about it. Let's move on. Nick, you've talked about it long enough. If you haven't figured it out, I hate anthem protests. I just do. I hate those protests. And I wish everyone in America would get behind us. I mean, here we are, 9/11. We can't ever forget that, right? Let's not forget the men and women, the many that gave their life on that horrible day in America. Let's remember that we are a great country, whether NFL players kneel or not. We rally behind our folks in trouble like they were in Houston after Harvey, like they will be in Florida after Irma. That's what makes America great. And I, for one, as a host, have now decided I'm not going to talk about them sitting for the anthem anymore, because we're better than that. I know we're better than that. And for those of you, Marshawn Lynch, Colin Kaepernick, and alike, you sit. Go ahead. You sit. But America's better than that. You're listening to Sports Overnight America. I'm Nick Fonseca. It's the Sports Byline USA Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
No. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Sports Overnight America here. You're listening on one of our many affiliates on Sports Byline. Maybe you're listening on Sirius XM. We would like to welcome you. I'm happy to have lead SEC columnist for College Football News and now also a Heisman voter in college football as well. It's my buddy Russ Mitchell. Russ, how you doing, pal?
I am kicking tires and lighting fires. Nick, good to be back on the air with you.
No, fantastic. Just be careful about lighting fires in the West Coast.
Yes, it's dry. Okay. It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Yeah, all I know is there's a lot of flames to the world. We've got fires on the west. We've got hurricanes and floods in the south. And, boy, I don't know what's going on. It's a little bit crazy. But at the same time, it's just, I guess you can't fool with Mother Nature.
I agree.
Hey, let's talk a little college football. Here we are. Got a couple weeks into the books. And you know, one of the games that I was extremely curious about over the weekend and watched on Saturday was the Clemson-Auburn game. And I watched that game, you know, wondering, to be honest with you, two things. One, is Clemson still national championship caliber? Also, you know, had Auburn taking some steps? And, you know, I watched that game, and it was an ugly game. It was an ugly football game to me. Clemson with 11 sacks in the football game. More to say about Clemson, or maybe a little bit to say about where Auburn actually is?
Well, I think both. And, you know, I actually liked the under on that, and I liked Clemson to cover. You know, I think a couple things. First of all, if you're Clemson, you wanted to get that game early. You wanted to get Auburn before Stidham has a chance to really get his feet underneath him. This was two very good defenses, very good run defenses. We saw that in the final score. The difference was Kelly was able to run, particularly after he got better up from his injury, and you could see Stidham doing that. What I was very disappointed in this game, to me, the key was whether or not Auburn was going to be able to hit the A gap and the B gap with their big bruising tailback Petway. And they did, you know, in the first half. If you watch that game, In the first half, Auburn was successful running right up the gut between the tackles. You know, it's not so much in terms of putting points on the board, but in, you know, controlling the clock, controlling field position, owning the game. I mean, Auburn owned the first half until the very last, like literally the very, very last play of the first half. But, and then in the second half, even though it was just a one possession game, they went away from it. Auburn ran the ball only six times in the second half, you know, which I think is Gus being Gus and, you know, getting, you know, swooning, I think, a little bit behind what he sees as this great potential for Stidham. But ultimately, this is Auburn's going to win or lose by running the ball, and you didn't see them do that in the second half.
Now, and Russ, you know, you mentioned, you know, Gus changed, if you will, the philosophy there in the second half, and he has a tendency to do that. But, you know, I'm starting to look around, you know, seeing some message boards and things, which you should stay away from, by the way. but I see some of the comments. There are a lot of people that aren't happy with Gus, with the game plan.
You know, look, Gus is a very good coach. He has a specific, of all the coaches out there, I mean, he has a very, very, very structured offense. Very, you know, we always say everything is based on timing. Life is based on timing. So to say any one team is, you know, or one offense is more predicated on timing, but Gus's is, you know. And you know, I think it works. You just have to be patient. You have to find a quarterback that can run it. I even think Stidham can do it, although let's be clear, he's not a running quarterback.
No.
He's not a running quarterback like Marshall was. He's not a mobile quarterback like Cam was. He's not a mobile quarterback even like Kelly Bryant, which we saw on the other side of the field for Dabo Swinney. So, you know, I have optimism based off of all the positive things that I heard. Look, I expected Auburn to lose this game, mm-hmm. and I expected the score to be roughly what it was, and I expected the outcome to be what it was. If Auburn and Stidham continue to get better as the year goes along, I think the Iron Bowl will be for the West at the end of the year. And if you're Alabama, you might have liked to have played Auburn early, like Clemson got to.
Hey, we're speaking with Russ Mitchell, lead SEC columnist, College Football News. You know, you mentioned that, you know, you think the Iron Bowl could still be for the whole ball of wax in the West. I mean, when you're looking at things as they stack up, Alabama, of course, still sits atop the poll in the country right now. But your early thoughts on what you see in Alabama, where, you know, do you see them not missing a beat? Are there some areas of concern you see? How do you evaluate them after two?
Right on path. You know, I think that there's some question marks down in Alabama about how Jalen Hurts has been playing. Look, he when they played Florida State, that was arguably the best secondary that Alabama's going to face all year until the playoffs. You know, so he struggled a little bit there. He did a little bit better against Fresno State. People are complaining that he did it with his legs. Well, it doesn't matter. It's Fresno State, you know. Return them in the condition that you got them and be a good host, you know. I mean, so and the defense is what drives Alabama ultimately. You know, they're going to be fine. They got a big offensive line, two good receivers, a slew of receivers, and four guys, including Hurts, who can run. The defense is the issue. I like their defense. I thought they played well, you know, in the back seven against Florida State, albeit they were able to make Florida State one-dimensional given the Seminoles' weak offensive line. But Alabama, I think, is fine. I think Auburn's going to be fine. The rest of the West, I'm not too sure about.
Well, if you're not too sure about the rest of the West, let's flip it over to the other side of the East. Georgia comes away with a big win against Notre
Great
Dame,
win.
Which honestly I was a little bit surprised of. I know there's some issues. A lot of people upset with the way that went down late in the game if they weren't Bulldog fans, but you know, injuries hurt them as well with Georgia. I mean, do you think that Georgia can be a player there? I know Tennessee's off to a good start. Florida, of course, had a rough start, and then, of course, the week off with the weather. How do you see that East stacking up?
How about South Carolina?
Oh, I forgot them.
South Carolina. And, you know, I'm only bringing this up because they were my lock for the first two weekends in South Carolina. You know, I mean, South Carolina finished the season fairly well. They weren't able to get a running game going against North Carolina State, but I don't think that was the plan. And they go on the road. They're underdogs against Missouri. They blow up Missouri. Missouri just fires their defensive coordinator after week two. You know, I think that, to answer your question, that was a very good win for Georgia. I was really impressed by how the Georgia fans traveled.
Yeah.
Goodness, that was like 40 to 50% of the stadium. If you're a Notre Dame fan, you got to hang your head in shame. Shame!
They must have all been in Florida.
Look, I know you're all supposed to be rich people, man. I mean, don't give up your ticket for money.
Yeah.
You know, that might have cost you the game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, just that was – there were times that I thought we were in Sanford Stadium.
Yeah.
It was just so – but, you know, it's interesting now. I was very impressed with Fromm. Boy, for a freshman to have his head on his shoulders like that.
Yes.
In that kind of environment with that kind of stress. They've got a good running game. Their defense is good. You know, I will just say this. I think both Georgia and Notre Dame are a little overrated. So – they played well against each other, but I think as the season goes along, we'll see both of these teams in, you know, the high teens to low 20s in terms of rankings.
Yeah. Speaking with Russ Mitchell, College Football News, he's the lead SEC columnist. But just because he's in the SEC doesn't mean he doesn't like the rest of the college and follow it. What a big win for Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, baby.
With Ohio State in their own building in Columbus. Oh, I mean, come on, people. I mean, Urban Meyer might be ready to retire again after that.
With Riley, too, at head coach. You know, I mean, Baker Mayfield looks older than his head coach when they're on the sidelines talking to each other, you know. It's not just that Oklahoma won. It's that they whipped. I can't remember the last time I saw an Ohio State team embarrassed like that at home in the second half.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, certainly not in the Urban Meyer era. And I'm going back through my memory right now. And granted, I'm old and there's been too much booze, but you know, I can't remember during the Tressel era. They were emasculated. They were, dare I say, castrated.
There you
in
go.
The second half of that game.
Boil in the building.
It was ugly. If you're an Ohio State fan, I've been trying to reach out to Ohio State folks. They won't even take phone calls today.
No. Well, I understand why. Hey, that brings me to my next question. Russ Mitchell, Mr. Heisman voter, who last year actually early on called Lamar Jackson the Heisman winner preseason, actually made that pick.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching what's happening with him and, you know, he's averaging over 500 yards a game thus far. It's only two games in. You know, and it just begs the question, and I want to ask you this. We haven't had a two-time Heisman winner. You know, we haven't had it since Griffin. And it just hasn't happened. And I'm wondering, can we actually ever see this happen? Or do you think that it's almost an impossibility in the game today to have a back-to-back winner.
It's not going to happen this year because I think that I don't have faith in Louisville's ability to be able to run the table. And they'll have a couple losses, and those losses could potentially be bad, and it will reflect on him.
Okay.
And, you know, it's ironic because I had him as the preseason pick and then ended up voting for someone else.
I had him second, just because
I think if you're running in the big in any Power Five conference and you run for over 2,000 yards, you should win the Heisman. So I like Foreman, but you know, he's one of the most magical athletes I've ever seen. You know, he's just 6'3". I mean, he runs like a deer. He reminds me of a taller, more athletic Johnny Football, you know, right. Who was, again, another one of these otherworldly. He's got a bigger arm.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bigger kid. The only, you know, and I don't want to talk about his NFL career. I don't care.
Honestly,
I don't care what his NFL career is.
It won't matter.
All I care about is college.
Right.
And at the collegiate level, he's otherworldly. He's a game changer. If Louisville is going to win, it's because of him.
Right.
Not because, and this is, remember, this is a team sport. You know, I mean, if they win, it's because of him. If he's not playing, they lose.
Right. Hey, we're chatting with Russ Mitchell here, College Football News lead SEC columnist, Heisman voter. Hey, Russ, before I let you go, I know you've got some things going on in your personal life here. This past year, and I know there's something you want to talk to the folks about.
Yes, I appreciate that, Nick. I'm not accustomed to doing this, but talking about personal stuff. But this off season, I was diagnosed with CMT, which doesn't stand for country music television.
Okay.
Which I think a lot of people think that's what it stands for. It's in the MS-ALS family, but you know, nobody knows about it. In large part because a lot of people don't find out about it till they're in their 30s or their 40s. There's no cure and there's no treatment. I'm going to be okay. You know, I'll probably end up with a cane or whatever. But there's a lot of other people that get this. And September is CMT Awareness Month.
Okay.
So if you go to my Twitter account and you look down, you'll see a link. It'll tell you about my story. And it's important because now that I found out, I've got, you know, a little girl who's only 7, so I can start doing some things to help her stave off this process for as long as possible. So, again, it's called CMT. It's part of the MS family, and I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you going and reading about my story on my Twitter.
We'll do that. Hey, we've been chatting with Russ Mitchell here on the program. Real quick, give him your Twitter account one time for him, Russ.
It's Russ Mitchell CFB for college football.
There we go. Russ, you know I always appreciate you, my friend. I thank you so much for giving us some time and wish you the best of luck with everything. And I'm sure we'll chat a little more down the road. Thanks again.
Definitely. And thoughts and prayers to everybody out there in Houston and Florida dealing with all the water. So keep your head up and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Russ Mitchell with us, and we'll roll on. Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks of camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams, but the dreamer never chases us. We have to chase the dream.
Oh, Sports Overnight America on your radio, or however you may be listening. I'm Nick Bonsanto. Maybe you're with Sirius XM. Welcome aboard, one of our many affiliates. Maybe you're listening on the TuneIn app, Stitcher, iHeart Radio, wherever you're at. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got a lot more to come in the program here into the morning hours. We'll get into more NFL, a little more college, get into our What Do You Think segment. We'll do all of that. Got to talk a little baseball, too, coming up. We'll do it all. I hope you folks in Florida are doing well. Be safe with what's going on with Irma. You're listening to Sports Overnight America. I'm Nick Bonsanto. This is the Sports Byline USA Network.